Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call for Wilson Sons Limited fourth quarter and 2015 results. With us, we have Mr. Cesar Baião, CEO of Operations in Brazil, and Mr. Sérgio Fischer, COO, Port Terminals and Logistics, and Mr. Fernando Devezza, Interim CFO in Brazil. As a reminder, we will have simultaneous translation for those who wish to listen to the English version. All participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After that, there will be a question and answer session for industry analysts. Page two of the presentation contains all the usual forward-looking statement disclaimers for your reference. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Cesar Baião, who will begin the presentation.
Good morning. As was said before, I'm here with Sérgio Fischer, and I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to Fernando Devezza, our Interim CFO, who will conduct our conference call today. Fernando has been working for Wilson for over 15 years, and I would like to give him the floor. Fernando, please, you may continue.
Thank you, Cesar. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to participate in this conference call for the fourth quarter and 2015 results. Please turn to slide three of our presentation for a summary of the quarter highlights by business. Export volumes in both container terminals were positively impacted by the dollar appreciation, and the higher operational efficiency contributed to the margin improvement, which was also positively impacted by the scale improvements. Although EBITDA and revenues are negatively impacted by the dollar appreciation, margins improved as the currency impact on costs is greater than revenues. In Braskem, the revenues and EBITDA decreased against the comparative, despite the increase in the number of vessel turnarounds. The currency devaluation contributed directly to weaker results reported in dollar. However, margins were benefited by the higher value-added spot operations and cost reductions. In logistics, we had a revenue reduction as a result of the strategy terminated with some dedicated operations. This generated negative impacts of contingencies and loss on disposal of property, plant, and equipment. In towage, the harbor maneuvers were down when compared to the fourth quarter of 2014, with some vessels dedicated to special operations throughout the quarter. In addition, there was the consolidation of container ship liners and devaluation of the Brazilian real, contributing to lower revenues. However, there was an increase in the EBITDA margin as a result of the growth in high-margin special operations, a stronger dollar, and dilution of fixed costs. The shipyard revenues were impacted by the dollar appreciation and reduced third-party shipbuilding activities. In the case of offshore support vessels, there was a decrease in the number of days in operation. However, the percentage margins improved due to the currency impact on costs greater than on revenues. On this slide number four, I summarize our consolidated results this year. Wilson Sons' 2015 pro forma net revenue and with the offshore vessels joint venture were $579.9 million. During this year, the company's total revenue was lower than the comparative, mainly due to these reasons: BRL depreciation against US dollar, which impacted the business's revenues, and fewer dedicated operations and logistics, and reduced order book in the shipyard. We may highlight that the revenues in Brazilian reals increased 15% in 2015. The pro forma EBITDA in the year was 5% higher than 2014. In Brazilian reals, EBITDA increased 48.5%. Towage had the highest EBITDA growth of the business in 2015 versus 2014 due to the improved scale of special operations, which contributed to the dilution of fixed costs. Looking at the investments made during the year, we can see that the CapEx was largely concentrated in new towage vessels and port terminal equipment. Moving now to slide 5. On this slide, we see the company's results from 2004 to 2015. One of the main highlights is the solid result of the company, consistently growing EBITDA double digits. Also, we would like to point out that the reduction of CapEx in 2015 is a result of completing a significant cycle of investments, expanding our capacity in almost all business units. Revenues decreased against the comparative, and this is explained by the weaker BRL impacting port terminals' revenues. Also, a reduced order book in the shipyard and fewer dedicated operations and logistics. However, if we consider the revenues in Brazilian reals, we can see that the company grew by 13% in 2015 in comparison to 2014, which is very significant considering the challenging year in the Brazilian economy, and it demonstrates once again the resilience of our business model. Looking now at the pro forma EBITDA by business in 2015, we highlight the contribution of container terminals, towage, and offshore support vessels with these three businesses, which were responsible for 91% of the company's EBITDA. Moving now to slide 6. Here we analyze the operational data of container terminals, towage, and offshore support vessels from 2010 to 2015. Container terminals had significant growth in operational volumes last year, reaching record annual movements of 1 million TEU for Rio Grande and Salvador in 2015. One of the highlights of the year was the export volumes, benefited by the real devaluation and the positive impact of some cargoes in both terminals, such as cellulose in Salvador and resins in Rio Grande. Considering the volumes of both terminals over the last 6 years, the highest CAGR was cabotage with 7.4% and greatest growth potential over the next years. In towage, the 2.6% CAGR of harbor maneuvers from 2010 to 2015 highlights the importance of the towage business, that increased not only in terms of number of vessels, but also in the number of ports and clients attended. Other highlights are the 5% CAGR of the vessel's average deadweight and the increased number of special operations in recent years, as is the case of the port of Açu and the firefighting in the port of Santos. Offshore support vessels were down in 15 compared to 2014, as some vessels experienced off-hire days at the end of the year. However, analyzing the last 5 years, we have a positive double-digit CAGR, which emphasizes our competitive advantages, including our Brazilian flag vessels that have priority in this market. Moreover, we can say that despite the challenging environment, we have been able to operate and grow consistently. Moving now to slide 7. This slide shows the consistency of our operating cash flows with expressive double-digit CAGR. Considering that we have already completed a considerable cycle of investments, in these two graphs we can see we have the capacity to generate free cash flow, and which has been permitted Wilson's to pay increasing dividends to shareholders in recent years, as we shall see in the next slide of the presentation. On slide number 8, we show the dividends that have been paid in dollars since 2004. The double-digit CAGR confirms the company's commitment to the market and its shareholders, as we said previously. This slide also shows the dividends proposed for payment in 2016 in reference to the results of 2015, amounting to $35.6 million. Our takeaway here is that despite the challenges faced, we can see the robustness of the company and its businesses, always seeking to grow consistently. At this time, I would like to invite you to move to the Q&A portion of today's conference call. Thank you. Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you have a question, please press star 1. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Remembering, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you have a question, please press star 1. Please wait while we take questions. Our first call is from Mr. Gilberto Casal from Votorantim Bank. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Roberto Carvalho from Votorantim Bank, and I'd like to know what your perspective is for the year of 2016 in the container terminals business. What is your perspective for this year considering the economy? Good morning. This is Sergio Fischer. Our perspective for 2016 is that the volumes of containers might be slightly higher than 2015, basically due to the growth in exports because of the currency exchange rate. On the other hand, we'll have a reduction in imports, but we expect that exports will grow more than imports will be reduced. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Gilberto. We have a question from the English Language Conference. Mr. Angel Michel from Edison will have a question.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Could I ask about your capital spending expectations?
Can I ask that your capital spending
expectations for the current year compared with the pro forma 114 for last year? And specifically looking ahead, the likely timing and cost of the Ticon Salvador expansion.
Please answer, Mr. Andrew. Well, I can answer, Andrew. The likely CAPEX we'll have for 2016 is very in line with 2015's amount. Just as a reminder, we had a significant reduction in CAPEX in 2015, and in 2016, the amount should be similar. It's a long CAPEX cycle, which is over now, and for the next few years, we will have lower CapEx values in comparison to the previous investment cycle we had a few years ago. Now, about Salvador, we had the first approval by CESP of our expansion project at the end of last year. Right now, it's being looked into in detail by INTAC, which is the regulating agency, and after that, the process will go back to CESP for its final approval. We have no control over these approval deadlines, so it's difficult to answer what the date is for the final approval. But the process is now moving. The total CapEx for this expansion is 450 million BRL, give or take, divided into two phases. About two-thirds of it will be spent in the first phase, one-third in the second phase, and this will likely change depending on the moved volume. So this will only happen if we have a certain volume reached. We have another question from the webcast. What's the status of the renewal process in Salvador? As Mr. Cesar just said, this project, the expansion and renewal, has already been approved by CESP, the authority. It's been sent to BRAC, and it's being analyzed. After that, it will be sent back to CESP for its final approval. So, of course, we can't control this process, and therefore we don't know when it will be concluded. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star one. Once again, if you have a question, please press star one. If you have a question, please press star one. We have a question from the English language conference. Mr. Andrew Mitchell from Edison will have a question.
Yes, thank you. Just a couple.
Thank you. Just a couple of
quick further questions. Firstly, on the efficiencies, the headcount was reduced by 10% in the fourth quarter. I was wondering if you see much more scope for that in the current year. And secondly, going back to the Salvador expansion, could you just let me know what percentage increase in capacity that's envisaged to achieve?
Okay, Andrew. To answer your first question on efficiency, while facing the current scenario, which shows the economy is slowing down in Brazil, we'll be continuing to look towards cost efficiency projects. So we may have a new evaluation of the organizational structure or something of the sort, but cost efficiency will definitely be in our agenda as it was in 2015. Capacity for the Salvador terminal after its expansion, or after the first phase of its expansion, has nearly doubled. This project being concluded, the capacity will basically double in Salvador. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star one. Once again, if you have a question, please press star one. As there are no more questions, I would like to turn the floor over to the company for their final considerations. Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity to once again thank all of our employees at Wilson Sons for the results they've provided in 2015. It was a very challenging year in which all employees had to give their best for us to reach the extraordinary results we showed. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank all of our clients and shareholders for the trust they have in our company. I'd also like to say that we'll continue to fight in 2016 to deliver good results despite such a challenging scenario we have moving forward. Thank you. Wilson Sons Limited conference call is finished. We'd like to thank you for your participation and wish you a nice day.